what we're going to start out by doing is just ask Tarai if you could explain to us a bit. Now, in Zimbabwe, the regime does not allow open opposition to the government. So could you explain to us a bit of what you're doing and how you're circumventing the various obstacles that are thrown in your way?
Okay. Thank you. Just to correct, I'm the information officer at Kubatana. And this project was started by two brave women, one called Beth Clark and Brenda Barrow. Now, this project began in July 2001, and they began by setting up an information portal called www.kubatana.net. If you check on your seats, we do have our postcards, that is the web address there. Now, Kubatana, just a brief more, it provides an alternative platform for ordinary Zimbabweans to publish stories that will perhaps be censored in other mediums. Some of the information we publish includes stories of illegal detention and torture, information that will not normally go on normal Zimbabwean websites or newspapers and all that. Now, Kubatana is a Shona word which means to be united, and it has been instrumental inspiring Zimbabweans to speak out and disseminate information as widely as possible. We are one of the few organizations that have used information communication technology to inform people about their democratic rights and to update them on civil society information. Our regular email activism campaigns are one of the many ways in which Kubatana uses ICTs to encourage people to communicate. And one of the things that we do through our website, we also encourage people we do what we call email activism. So like currently now on our website, one of the campaigns that we're running, we're encouraging people to, we're focusing on the city of Harare. There's been water in the city of Harare. There's been collection of garbage in the city of Harare, but people are being required to pay rates. So we are saying, write to the authority and say, why are you asking us to pay this when you're not providing any service? So we encourage people to communicate. And then one of the things that we do video screenings where we say, show people about videos that that highlight certain issues. One of the videos that we use are A Force More Powerful, where we show people how they can be a force more powerful themselves in a non-violent way. Currently, one of the videos that we are distributing to Zimbabweans is called Crime of Poverty. This is about the demolition of homes that was done by the Robert Mugabe regime. The people have been told that the houses have been they are building new houses. But then this video, 5 months down the line, it shows how people are still suffering. This one is a video that was produced by a group in South Africa called Solidarity Peace Trust. And we help distribute these in Zimbabwe for free. So there's just a whole lot that we do in Zimbabwe. And also, one of our core activities that we're doing now, we've got an ICT training center where we help train people from civil society on how to effectively use the email and the internet for their communication strategies. You'll find that most of the civil society organizations, a human rights violation might happen, but then they don't know how to disseminate their information. But then now through the internet, they can alert Amnesty International, they can inform Human Rights Watch on what has gone on. So it has seen a gradual increase. And at times when you talk about human rights situations, it's like it's not very, if it's on paper, blank paper like this, there isn't much detail. But then now when you've got pictures of someone who's been beaten by the police, someone who's been tortured, it then reinforces the extent of what is going on in the country. So, those are one of the ways. Kubatana is open. We are not operating underground. The government knows about us. But we haven't had any encounter with the government. Well, I think one of the reasons that the Zimbabwean government doesn't consider internet to be a very powerful medium, it's mainly seen as for the literate and not for the masses, the ordinary people don't have really great access to the internet. So it's not really seen as a threat. So in what we're doing, there are other organizations that have done well also. One such organization is a group called Jacuana. Now, it's an underground movement. People know about them, but they don't know who they are. Now, one of the tactics that they've used, they've gone on to create a CD. This CD is called Rocking the Regime into Retirement. Now, they're saying, get up and stand up for your rights. Songs on this album are not played on national radio in Zimbabwe. They're songs that are banned. One of the songs is by a South African artist called Huma Sekela. It's called change. In the song, it says, what is it that makes a man want to stay in power forever? What is it that makes a man want to force his will upon our lives? These are the kind of songs. And for interest's sake, some of the presidents featured on this album, they have since passed on, but Robert Mugabe was also mentioned in the CD. He's still there, so we don't know where things are going. One of the ways that people have had to communicate, like Zwakhona, is through the use of condoms. These are condoms. But then they have a sticker that says, get up, stand up. You know, this is one way that annoyed the Zimbabwean government so much. The Zimbabwean government accused the US government because these condoms are distributed by PSI, Population Services International, which is funded by the US government. So this is one way that we've had to communicate. Get up, stand up before you do whatever you want to do at night. And then one other organization is an organization called WOZA, Women of Zimbabwe Arise. Now, they have significantly challenged the repressive media environment in Zimbabwe. Time and again, WOZA has flouted the laws, Access to Information Protection of Privacy Act, and POSA. Now, they've gone on, these are women that are asking for basic rights. They've gone on to use ports and they bang the ports and say, why are these ports empty? They go around asking, why are we not getting tampons for the women in the shops? I mean, these are pretty basic things that people in some countries might think they're not important, but then these are things that some people in Zimbabwe cannot get. So they are just asking for basic rights. Why can we not send our children to school? So this is what is going on there. And then one of the constraints to freedom of expression in Zimbabwe are two laws that the government created. We've got the Public Order and Security Act and the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act. Now, under the Public Order and Security Act in Zimbabwe, we need police clearance to have this meeting. More than five people, they cannot meet to discuss because this is deemed a political gathering. So this just gives you an idea. So what happens is that you write to the police, you tell them, we're having an expression under repression, Tarai will be speaking, Rebecca will be speaking, so they know who's speaking and what they're likely to say. I mean, public meetings have been banned. So they don't really want us to communicate, but then we're trying level best. What Kubatana really does is to focus on the ordinary Zimbabwean. We help push up local content. There's a lot of content out there on the internet, but then there isn't one that is specifically focused on Zimbabwe. So this is what we're doing. We're urging Zimbabwean communities to come together and communicate. And then these other organizations, they play a complementing role there. But I was told I've got 10 minutes. It's not much to say a lot, but then for more information, please visit our website. It's www.kubatana, that's KUBATANA.NET. We've got postcards that have our web address at the end there. And I'd like to thank you very much. And for those that are really interested more in what we're doing, please let me know. I've got a printed out presentation here that will contain more basic, but I think this has just given you a little brief of idea of what we do and what is happening on in Zimbabwe. Thank you very much. Thank you.